There are two points I'd like to add on the issue of why extremists continue to get reelected. First, consider the money. There is not enough reporting on where the money is coming from and what strings may be attached to the money. Second, we still don't have effective audits of the vote. Therefore, we can't be 100% sure that the vote count is not corrupted. After all, we vote on machines and we're not able to see how they work. We are forced to trust machines. Could some of that dark money be going to Dominion voting? Not all conspiracy theories are false. From Chris, who would like to respond to
Rosemary?
No. He's going to be called as a witness to the oversight committee.
Well, on the fundraising side, I would slightly disagree. And I think there has been an enormous amount of reporting and investigative journalism. And there's a number of nonprofits that are devoted purely to trying to make sure that we do know where the money comes from and we do see the strings attached. I think that has been done to the degree that it can be done. The problem is that there are actual laws in place that Congress has passed that keep some of these donors secret, that they're able to legally stay hidden. And those laws need to be changed so that we can open up and really see even deeper how the money's being spent. But until Congress does that, there's going to be a certain amount of donor activity that is just going to be invisible. And I don't think we can count on a Republican-led Congress to address
this
issue.
Jane Mayer wrote a whole book on this, The Dark Money of Politics, and it's the Citizens United Supreme Court decision of 2011 that made it all possible. So we're never going to find out where a lot of this money goes. I would look at the George Santos case right now. Where did he get his money that financed this fraudulent campaign? And that investigation has just begun. And I hate how it takes years for these investigations stuff. Am I the only one that impatient? I mean, even January 6th, been 2 years. Come on.
Well, I understand. it seems that in the Santos case that it could be done much more quickly. Because it seems, for two reasons. One, it's a much smaller case. Two, he seems inept.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to choose your enemies.
You know, can I speak to the election integrity, though, that yes, was challenged by your last letter? Ooh. I mean, how would he suggest we do it? By paper ballot? Audits are done of elections after they are held. In some respects, you have to have faith in the electoral systems.
And they very rarely find problems.
And Dominion voting, non-involved. Let that one go, conspiracy theorists. It just didn't happen. Computers can work. Sure, they can be manipulated, but you can add security measures to them so they cannot. Even if you had paper ballots, someone's going to be counting. Are you going to challenge the person counting the vote? At some point, you have to trust the system.
Pete writes,